Megan Tamati Quinnell is with us, who had an acknowledgement over the weekend with King's Birthday Honours, has been made a companion of the New Zealand Order of Merit. Megan's worked as a curator and arts facilitator, arts writer, and has held curator roles at both Te Papa Tongarewa in the capital and also at the Govert Brewster in Taranaki. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Megan. Ko reira tēnei.
Thank you very much for having me here.
Congratulations and celebrations. Good on you, Megan. Hey, it's neat to be recognised in this way, but you've had a really long interest, haven't you, with Māori art, and much of it looking at what's described as the modernist period of Māori art post-war, so 45 through to the early 1970s. Why are you so interested in this period of Māori art, Megan?
No, I'm interested in it all, really, but mostly modern and contemporary. I think I think part of it is that art history's not really been kind of recognised or seen or understood. And I think those artists, probably even starting earlier, maybe 1920s, 30s, 40s, the work is really interesting, I think. I mean, I don't know, I sound like a nerd now, but
I'm intrigued by this as well, because people think of Māori art, and yes, we know our beautiful whakaero of yesteryear, and if you were a visitor coming to our shores and were interested to know about Māori people, our history and our development, some of that can become evident to you by looking at our art traditions from the period that you're talking about. What would you say of the constant evolution of Māori art, and who might be some of the artists that you'd point to illustrate the ever-changing nature of our artistic endeavour?
So I think there's people like, there's a woman, the first woman, or the first actually Māori person to graduate from Elam School of Fine Arts was a woman called Pauline Yearberry, and her work, she actually kind of critiqued carving, and she made these kind of shallow relief works that were on wood, but dyed woods that she used to make with her husband, but they were all based on like Māori creation stories, and she was probably the first person to do it. Now, she's not really very well known, mostly because I think she's probably a female, and so she wasn't really seen, and she really hasn't had her day at all yet. I don't think there's ever been a show that really kind of showcases her work. She's from the far north, and a really interesting kind of artist. And then the other early ones, of course, are people like a guy called Selwyn Wilson, who was a painter. And then I think his work was the first bought by the Auckland Art Gallery. He was like the second person to graduate from Elam School of Fine Art. So these are artists who are painters and sculptors as opposed to carvers and weavers. Doesn't mean that carving and weaving, there's anything wrong with that. It's just these guys took on European modernism and tried to kind of make it their own. And so they're kind of interesting artists.
You've been doing this sort of mahi for 3 decades now, Megan. when you look back, and no doubt you've helped to curate exhibitions and the like, what are some of the standouts in your career that you look back on with pride?
There's lots and lots, actually. It's kind of hard to even just say one or two. There's all sorts of things, you know. So, as I said, I work with contemporary as well as modern art, but things like, going to the Venice Biennale and buying Michael Parikōwhai's Headquartered or Pū Aka Motiawa Nui o Te Motu Story of a New Zealand River Piano for the Te Papa collection. I mean, that's a highlight. Another highlight would have been, sometimes these small things. There was an artist, an Indigenous Australian artist called Gordon Bennett, and I didn't get to, I did meet him once probably in his lifetime. He had passed on, he died quite early in his 40s, and at one stage I got to go to his studio, and he was an interesting artist in that he kept back some of his best works ever and never sold them and kept them in case anything should happen to him for his family. And so I got to go to his studio and worked with a guy called Josh Milani, who's an art dealer in Australia. Took me there, I met his wife, you know, and I could go through the works with his wife and an assistant and choose the works that I wanted to kind of acquire for the collection. But again, you know, he was such an interesting artist, and to be inside his studio, see what books he was reading, all of those kinds of things. So sometimes they're small things, not really big things, but I think that would be a highlight for me. Yeah, no, there's lots.
Well, thanks for pointing to a couple. What about Māori curators? What makes a good one?
I think it's a person who works two and four people, so you kind of, I suppose I believe in art and artists in practice. It sounds a bit odd, but I think you work two and four people. I think you have to have a kind of an intuitive understanding of people's work and what it is that they might need. Yeah, I think you have to kind of like it to start with, and I don't know what else. I don't know. Yeah, I think, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It's good. I like I don't know. That can be two of us, Megan. Hey, is there something, what's going on at the UAE, United Arab Emirates? I guess you're working on a bit of a project there. What's up?
I'm actually working on two projects there. I'm working on a big survey show, kind of a selected survey of an artist called Emily Karaka, who's based in Auckland, and she's a self-taught painter. She's 72. I don't think she's ever had a major show. She's a self-taught painter. A lot of her paintings are really, I suppose, are quite political in protest paintings. So that show, I've been working on opens. It starts on the 7th of September. This year and runs through until November. Yes, I'm still in the middle of kind of making that. Sorry.
Okay, to buy, Megan. I hope somebody made you a really nice feed to celebrate your your tohu. Did the whānau muster up and, you know, get a decent feed of mashed potatoes and all those good things?
No, they didn't. No, they weren't here, but I got lots of messages. As I said, most of my family live in the South Island or in Taranaki, but I got lots of messages and calls and, you know.
So should the headline read, Megan Tamati Quinnell got a New Zealand Order of Merit, but nobody cooked a kai for her?
Nobody cares about that.
That's a bit of a hoot, having a cordial with you. In all seriousness, though, sis, thanks for the mahi you've been doing. Pleased that you've been acknowledged for all of your efforts across the decades. Ngā mihi.
Thank you very much.
Nice talking with you, Megan. Thanks so much. Megan Tamati Quinnell.